Now, the rest of the story. Karen Prendergast was a girl with a dream. Since she was 13, all she ever wanted to do was fly. When she was old enough to drive a car, Karen would visit the airports near her Rhode Island hometown. Just go out by herself, spend all Sunday watching the planes take off and land. Someday, she promised herself, someday she would be on one of those planes, behind the controls, flying. Karen even gathered information from the flight schools at the airports she visited, and yet as Karen matured, more practical considerations interfered with her fantasies. College in Providence proved expensive. Perhaps after graduation, Karen could afford flying lessons, but after college came marriage, and then all of the responsibilities of full-fledged adulthood. So Karen put aside the whimsy of her youth, as most of us learn to do. And yet, deep down in her secret heart, she never lost her longing for the sky. And that brings us to the rest of the story. In the summer of 1985, Karen Prendergast was talking to a co-worker and suddenly confided the ambition that she'd had for more than two decades. What she did not know was that the man she was talking to was also a commissioner at Massachusetts Marshfield Airport. So, he said, you've always wanted to fly? Why not? August 2nd, Karen arrived at the airport, climbed into the cockpit of a Cessna 172 with the airport manager and flight instructor John Marchioletta. Karen had assumed that she was just going for a ride, and she was, but she would be piloting the plane as well. For the next hour, while the aircraft was sitting on the ground, John familiarized Karen with the controls and the instruments. She was told what everything was for, what to do in case of an emergency. This was Karen's very first flying lesson, remember, and yet so quickly did she absorb the necessary knowledge that right then and there, John told his new pupil, all right, you're ready. Well, John made the first takeoff himself. He would not have to again. At 2,500 feet, John turned over the controls to Karen. And she flew. From Marshfield to Provincetown to Nantucket to the coast, occasionally making lazy circles in the summer sky. Beneath her, busy specks of people and cars and boats passed, and yet aloft midst the puffy cumulus clouds, Karen cared little for the world that she had left behind. She handled the plane brilliantly, as though she had always flown. So competently, in fact, that John invited her to land the aircraft herself. Coached step by step by her instructor, Karen did. And thus did a 36-year-old woman's fondest dream come real one day. And it's still coming true. Each subsequent flight, Karen has performed all procedures, including takeoffs. She would never be earthbound again. Her second home is a beautiful blue yonder, which she will never see. As she has wished since the age of 13, Karen Prendergast can fly now, with none but her own hands on the aircraft controls, with the voice of an instructor reading the instruments aloud. This is the only way Karen can fly. For 11 years ago, she was beset by a condition called retinopathy, which cost her sight. Karen Prendergast, New England's newest flying lady, soars above breathtaking scenery, which must be described to her, for Karen is entirely blind. But now, well, now you know the rest of the story.